Let's bring in Mike Kozzi and Check Sports. Morning, Mike.
Things might get better. They might get worse. They might get worse. You never know.
Yeah, but it can't. My grandmother always used to say something every New Year's. After my father died, and things were real tough in our household for about a year and a half, she used to say on New Year's Eve, it can't get any worse. And finally, that one New Year's Eve after my father had been dead a year, my mother said, Millie, because that's what she's calling her mother, don't say that anymore.
Yeah. It's just like I'm watching a race at the track the other day, and horse I bet on is moving real good. And then, you know, he's not in first, but he's moving there. And some old degenerate alcoholic standing next to me, the four can't lose. Broop, see you later. That's the end of the four. That's it.
Well, anyways.
There's an old adage, let sleeping dogs lie.
That was my father's expression.
That works.
He used to sit there. We used to watch the news on TV. And when a particular story came up, he'd always mutter, let sleeping dogs lie.
That's right. They're falling asleep. Let them stay asleep. It'll be over before they know it.
All right. So anyway, I get up this morning and I, of course, go to my news feed and I see the Giants lost a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to go. No. But you know what? This is why people say to me, if you're a Giant fan, how come you don't watch the games? Because I don't want to stay up and watch something like that and then have to get up early in the morning. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a Giant fan. But I'm not a Giant fan that's going to sit up till midnight and watch them lose.
They gave up 12 points with less than 5 minutes to go. And I didn't stay up to watch it. No. I read that.
Yeah. Why would you stay up to watch two teams that had two wins between them?
I wouldn't stay up to watch football if people paid me to do it.
Yeah, so that's that. Can't go
ahead. That was a disaster.
Well, we thought it was going to be a disaster because
we knew it was going to be a disaster.
Any time the NFC East plays games with themselves in between, it's going to be horrible because they're all equally bad.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyways.
Well, that's pretty much that's status quo for football.
For football, yeah, in general. All right. Well, let's go to the football picks, seeing as we're here at football, then we'll move on.
Yeah, I haven't been doing so good, so I changed the litter. So I got fresh litter in there this morning.
What does it stand at now? Because I know I won. Because
I don't know. I haven't tallied them up. All I know is there's a whole lot of L's on these pages.
I know.
I'll have it all tallied up first on Monday.
All right, so I'll let you pick first this week here.
All right, I'm going with Buffalo, Kansas City, and Green Bay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stay the same with you on one game because I think the Buffalo Bills will be the New York Jets. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I think the Buffalo Girl Scouts can beat the New York Jets.
I am going to take, I don't know.
Yeah, it's quagmire, boy.
It's terrible. Yeah, I'll take Green Bay over Houston. And what else do we have? I guess I'll take Kansas City over Denver.
So we have the same picks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where else to go.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know where else to go. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's just I'm a football fan, but there's very few good football teams out there this year. But we'll see what happens at the end of the year. What the heck, you know?
It is trash.
All right. Let's see here. Well, I guess we can go to your racing because we do have racing this weekend, right?
Guess what? We can't go to my racing. The guy didn't send me the forms for Saturday yet.
Well, that's
nice. I don't have any. I could give you a race for today, and what I could do is I could put the three picks up on the website tomorrow instead of just one.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. So today we'll get the pick for today, and then tomorrow you can go to RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com under Kozzi's picks, and we'll have three picks for you tomorrow on the internet.
I mean, everything's falling apart. I don't even get the form when I'm supposed to get it anymore. So, yeah, I can't do anything for tomorrow yet, but I can give you a pick for today in the fifth race at Belmont, maiden 40s going mile 16th on the inner turf. The three-horse Vicarage looks like a good play. It's the Rosario-Clement combination that's been hot. This horse has been knocking on the door last two times out. Should sit just off the pace, make a nice move. The race is void of speed, and the only speed that's in the race hasn't raced since November of 2018. So I don't think that horse is going to stick around very long. So we're going to go with the number three, Vicarage, in here. And if you want to look for an exacta, go down on the inside. Timmy Hill's horse is dropping from maiden specials to 40s, shipping in from Parks, working out pretty decently at Monmouth, although that doesn't mean that much. But the race at Parks was pretty good. So at 12 to 1, that's a pretty good horse to use underneath. So go with a 3-3-1 exacta in a fifth today at Belmont. And post time for that is at 2:30.
Okay, and one final news out of the NFL. It happened a year ago, but finally, Odell Beckham Jr. has been barred from the LSU facilities, all facilities, for 2 years. And that's because, if you remember, he handed out over $3,000 worth of cash to several players following their win over Clemson in the national championship game. Now, here's the ramifications of what happened, okay? Sure, he got banned from the – but LSU – had to revoke 8 of its own football scholarships over the next two years, 4 this year and 4 next year, after the NCAA investigated improper payments, which opened up their eyes to what Odell Beckham did.
I think they should have done something else. I don't think they should have revoked 8 scholarships. They should have made Odell Beckham pay for them. That's what I think that they should have done. Since you're so generous with your money, Mr. Beckham, how about you foot 8 scholarships for the University of the Louisiana State University, which would probably come out to somewhere around the $600,000 to $700,000 range? How about that? Let him do that. Let him part with almost $1 million from his pocket if he feels like giving out. He likes his alma mater, which he should. You could pay for their scholarships. That's what they should have done with them.
What it shows is his.
And then not only that, they should have gave him an ultimatum. Either you pay for 8 scholarships or they lose 8 scholarships. Then we see how loyal he is to LSU at that point.
It just shows how selfish he is, and he hasn't really learned.
He's a clown. He's always been a clown. He'll always be a clown.
So Odell Beckham. All right.
Yeah. And he's up there on the Yoannis Wall of Fame, you know.
That's right. And then we have the World Series Game 3 tonight.
Yeah, I think I was looking at the betting for the game. I think there's an over-under on pitchers used at 27.
It's pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I might have to have a couple beers in me to watch that tonight. I might have to be half intoxicated to watch it.
Well, that's probably the best way to watch it.
Yeah, but then I feel nauseous the next day, and that ain't worth it.
All right. Well,
I'd sooner put on your favorite network tomorrow morning at 7:30 and watch all the highlights.
Let's see. Which network? The Major League
MLB.
Baseball. Yeah, it is. It's just a great sports network. It is.
That's the golden gem of sports.
Yeah.
You have guys on there that actually played the game, that know the game,
and they're not.
And they convey it to you.
And they're not afraid to criticize the game, even though they're paid by the game. Yeah.
Yeah, and Pedro is the best. Pedro's the best. He's not loyal to anybody. He calls it the way it is. And when, like you said, when somebody does a great job on the field, he lets them know about it. He's not a homer.
No, it's a good. It is the best sports network. It really
hands
is.
Hands down.
Yeah, and they also they offer those instructional things. It's just a great network. It really is.
They do a good job. It's the best, and it's all because, except for one or maybe two gentlemen on the thing, everybody is a guy that played in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You can't ask for more than that. And you know what? Even better than that, all them guys that played in Major League Baseball never went to jail.
That's right.
You hear that, NFL Network?
All right. I want you to have a good weekend.
I'll try my best.
And I'll speak to you on Monday.
How bad is this weather?
It's not bad for us. Why, are you getting rain down
there? No, it's like... It's like summertime.
Yeah.
This morning I woke up to air conditioners rattling in my backyard. That's how hot and humid it is down here.
Yeah, it's 63 here, and it's a little humid, yeah.
I mean, fog everywhere, it's disgusting.
It's better than snow.
That is true.
All right, have a good weekend. I'll speak to you Monday.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.